This is my fourth year at the festival telling stories, and my fourth year having a booth right behind the Snow Cone Man. Easy to find. Everybody knows where the Snow Cone Man is. And those of you that are taping, I would appreciate it if you don't tape, because I do have audio tapes of stories. And I don't sell them if you get them for free. So if you would please not tape, I would appreciate it. I'm going to tell you an original variation of a story, a request. This is the story of Cinderella. Her name was Cinderella. She was also called Cindy. She worked very hard, even when it was windy. There were two stepsisters and a mean stepmother. They were ugly to Cindy and also each other. She worked very hard and she worked very long, but whenever she worked, she sang a cheery song. Cinderella, Cinderella, will she catch a fella? Will that guy be a prince? Be bop, she bop. This made the sisters mad and the mother mad too. They thought that Cinderella was a little cuckoo. It was to be a ball like it's never been since. It was held for the king's son, the handsome prince. The other stepsisters and the mean stepmother thought they'd win the prince, or maybe his brother. Cinderella sang a song as she got them all dressed and screamed, "Flash my hairnets, need to be pressed." Cinderella, Cinderella, will she catch a fella? Will that guy be a prince? Be bop, she bop. "You're not going," they all yelled. "Not in those rags." Then they ran for the door, the mean old hag. Cindy went to the garden. She cried out her heart to a rat and some mice that were there from the start. She heard an old woman in the distance singing a song as sweet as a bell a-ringing. Bop. Closer came the voice till it wasn't very far. And "I'm here to grant your wish. When I got you fixed up, you'll be quite a dish. I'll need a pump, yeah, some rat and mice too. I'll fix you all up, yes, that's what I'll do." Cinderella, she scurried to get things ready. Then she saw the fairy raise the wand quite steady. Poof-de-poof, there was a coach. Poof, yeah, poofity-poof. There were 10 white horses and a coachman on the roof. The rays of that one, that great godmother, she transformed her sin till she looked like no other. With sparks and spangles and a rope sight, she was ready to meet her prince that night. "Oh my, from your shining hair to your shoes of glass, you better not let any minutes pass. Go have your fun and dance, dance. Be home from the ball when the clock strikes 12. That will be all. Cinderella, Cinderella, she will catch a fella. That guy will be a prince. Be bop, she bop." So off went Cindy. She wasn't even tense, for she knew she'd soon meet her handsome friend. It was love at first sight, there was no doubt at all. He danced and danced for the couple of the ball at stroke of 12.
That is midnight.
She ran downstairs and out of sight. Oh no, she's lost her slipper. The prince found the shoe, but he didn't know her name. What would he do? He called upon his squires. They went from house to house, tried that shoe on every woman in a dress or a blouse. They came to Cinderella's and they tried on the slipper. Neither sister's foot fit. They would need a flipper. They tried it on Cindy. It fit her to a T, and the one in her pocket matched perfectly. The prince came over, and the two of them were wed. This is the whole story. That's all that was said. Cinderella, Cinderella, she did catch a fella. That guy was really a prince. Oh, yeah. A very lazy boy. There was once a boy who was so lazy, so incredibly lazy, that it would take him about an hour to get up in the morning. And by the time he had brushed his teeth and eaten his breakfast, he was so tired that he had to go back to bed. This boy was so lazy that he hated going to school. Not only was he lazy, but he was bad. And he would skip school a lot of times and try to talk his friends into skipping school too. And they would go out behind the school grounds and play cards. Well, now this one particular day, he couldn't get anybody to skip school with him. And so he was just out behind the school playing solitaire. Now, he was sitting there playing solitaire when he heard a little voice behind him. "What are those?" And he looked, and there was the strangest little man. He was only about this tall. He had long, scraggly hair and a big red nose and two pointed ears. At first, the little man was
very frightened, and then he said, or the boy was very frightened, and then he said, "Oh, you're nothing but an old Tommy knocker. I don't have to be scared of you." Now, a Tommy knocker is kind of like a leprechaun, except he lives in California in the gold mines. And they're magic. "Well, you're right," said the little man, "but what are those?" Well, the boy explained about cards and how he played with them. And the Tommy knocker said, "You want to trade me?" "I guess what you got." Well, the Tommy knocker pulled out a fan. Now, it was an old raggedy looking fan. And the boy said, "A fan? A fan? Why would I want a fan? My sister must have 100 fans, and they're all better than that one." "Well," said the Tommy knocker, it's a magic fan. When you go like this, it makes your nose grow. And then when you go like this, it makes it pop back." Ooh, that sounded like fun to that lazy boy. So he traded the cards for the magic fan. About that time, it was time for school to be out. So the boy stood out there behind a big tree, and he waited and he watched for who would be his victim. Along came the mayor's daughter, just the perfect girl. And when she came by, he waved the fan. 1, 2, 3. Well, the girl went on home, and the first thing she did when she went up into her room was go straight to the mirror. You know, she was just that kind of girl she was. And as she looked in front of the mirror, she suddenly realized something. Wah! Her nose was growing. It was about this long. Well, about that time, her father, the mayor, came home from work. And the first thing he did was come to find out how his darling baby daughter was. "Oh, go away, go away. I have a very sick nose." Her nose was very sick indeed, for her nose was clear out to here. Well, the mayor was very worried about his daughter, and so he sent for the physician of the town to come. When the doctor came, the girl wouldn't open the door. "Go away, go away, go away," she said. "I'm never coming out again." Her nose was now so long that it was all over the floor of her room. She had to stand up on her bed to keep from stepping on it. The doctor went away insulted, and the mayor called for the holy men of the town. All of them came, but the girl wouldn't open the door when she knocked. "Go away! Go away! Was so long that she had to hold the tip of it over her arm in order to breathe. And she had cried so much that her nose was all slippery and slimy like an old snake. Well, the holy man went away, and so the mayor did what he could. He called for the town crier. And the town crier sent up the call.
"Hear ye, hear ye. Anyone who can cure the mayor's daughter's sick nose may have anything they want."
Just what that lazy boy had been waiting for. He came to the mayor's house, and when he knocked on the door, the mayor said, "You? You? Why, you're nothing but that good-for-nothing lazy boy." "That may be true, but you said anybody, and I'm anybody." Well, they couldn't deny that. And so he went up to that girl's room. Now, I don't know how he got her to come to the door. And I don't know how she got across all that nose to get to it.
But she did. And she opened the door just this much. And that lazy boy shook the fan. One, two, three. Now you know how a balloon sounds when you let all the air out of it at one time? That's just how her nose sounded when it popped back into place. Well, everybody was real happy. And the lazy boy started saying what he wanted. Well, I expect I'd like a big dinner and some new clothes. And, you know, he said, I'm real tired. I haven't worked this much in years. And so the lazy boy decided he would take a nap before he went on with his list. And he went outside under the stars and he began to go to sleep. What a day I've had today. And he fanned himself with a magic fan. And before you know it, he went to sleep. And while he was sleeping, his nose began to grow. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew straight on up to the bridge of heaven. Now, up there at the bridge of heaven, they were putting a new piece in. And when that nose came up there, they just nailed it down to the top of the bridge. Whoa! That woke that boy right up, as you can imagine. Well, he began to scream and squall, and then he realized he had nothing to worry about. He had the magic fan. And so he fanned his nose. One, two, three. Now, you know, when you hook something over here, it doesn't come to you. You go to it. And so when he fanned that magic fan, up he went. Straight to the bridge of heaven. And if you go out on a real clear starry night and you look in just the right place and squint your eyes just so, you might see that boy to this very day hanging there by the tip of his nose right from the bridge of heaven.